Hello and welcome to another episode of Break It Down. Today I'm here with Fergus.
Hello.
And we're going to be learning more about landing pages.
Nice one.
So, what are landing pages?
Well, a landing page is a page you've got on your website that's kind of hooked in with your advertising campaign that could be on Facebook or on Google. And basically, this is the page you're driving traffic to. So on a normal website, you'd maybe have information about a product, but you want a specific landing page because that can offer the audience a direct path to signing up. So if you've got a call to action as the first thing they see and it's very clear what they have to do to get access to the information they're after, then that's more valuable to them and to you than if you just had straight like an about information page on your website.
Okay, and so when should they be used?
Well, like I said, with any ad campaign, if you've got enough time to put the energy into it, a landing page is always better. So, I mean, if you were doing a Facebook advertising campaign, for example, and you want to drive traffic to a page to get people to sign up to your newsletter, a landing page is perfect for that. You can have a clicks to a website campaign. They click through to it, land there, and it's like, sign up to our newsletter, and this is what you get, blah, 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 blah. Give maybe an image of the newsletter, and they know exactly what they're going to get when they sign up. And it's just like, you want to reduce the amount of clicks they have to do before they're signed up. So basically, you land on the page, one click, and you're done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so from that, what makes a good landing page?
Cool. Well, as I said, a clear call to action is the first and most important part of it. So you want the audience to know what they have to do to be done with everything in your campaign and to get what they're looking for. And you want that step to be as short as possible. So as soon as they land, it should be like a big banner saying, get our newsletter, click here. And then you click there and they fill out a small form and then they're done. They don't have to do anything else. But also there's other elements. So it needs to be visually appealing. Has to kind of connect with your campaign. So if you've got visuals on your ad campaign, on the Facebook campaign, then it should line up with that. So if you've got certain images, certain color schemes associated with this campaign, replicate that on the landing page, as long as it's on brand with your business. Equally, if you've got information about the product, so if it's a newsletter, say what's going to be included in the newsletter, if it's a product, tell them all the things they need to know about the product that you don't want them to have to go off exploring. So everything they need to make the decision to sign up should be right in front of them next to the call to action.
Okay, awesome. So how can I increase landing page conversions?
Cool. Well, that's what everyone wants to do, really, isn't it? You want everyone who clicks, ideally, everyone who clicks on your ad, you want to convert.
Yeah.
And although the numbers won't ever be 100%, having a good, clear call to action and everything I've said so far will really feed into that. Basically, you want the audience's pathway to be as short as possible. The longer you make it,
no distractions.
The longer you make it, the more opportunities people have to drop off and and not convert.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so can you describe to me the process for testing a landing page?
Sure. Okay. So what we'd say is we'd build a landing page. That kind of fills the bill of everything we've got for the structure of it. So you've got your CTA, you've got your imagery, you've got all your information on it. And then we'll look at it and we'll be like, okay, well, this is the pathway. So they click here on this ad, they land here, they can read this information, they go through and then they convert. So basically you analyze every step that the audience member is going to go through before they finish the conversion.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, the first thing you look out for is anything that's going to stumble them up. So if there's a field on your contact form, maybe it's asking for a mobile phone number, but if it's a starred field, something that's mandatory, that could put off a lot of
people.
Yeah, exactly. Not everyone wants to give out their mobile number, and there's a few other things, like maybe if you're asking for like a first line of an address or something like that, or a personal, any information they're not going to be comfortable to get rid of or to give you, that's going to put people off. So that's something we'd look for. Equally, if it's a product and we feel like there's a key bit of information missing about the product that's gonna, if you were gonna buy the product, you'd really want to know, and it's not on that landing page, sorry, then that would be a red flag as well, and we'd have to reassess that. And then after the campaign's live, I mean, you can see whether people are bouncing immediately, if people are staying on lingering and filling out the contact form, if they're actually converting, and then you can kind of see if you can follow this the data and see if there's any obvious places where people are falling off, and then you can address them there as well.
Okay, awesome. So are there any new trends in landing pages that we should implement?
Well, sure. With anything on a website, they're constantly changing all the modules, all the ways we build, what people respond to, even in social media changes week by week, month by month. I'd say, like, obviously, we want to make sure that our landing pages are always very fast. It's not really a trend, but it's definitely something you have to consider. And there's always lots of ways to improve the speed of a page, because obviously, if the page doesn't load within a certain amount of time, people are just going to bail out of there. not necessarily a trend. Also, like, visually, websites are, like, 100% better looking than they were 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's always important to make sure that your website landing page is the best looking thing we can make. Because if someone lands on a page that doesn't look good, or would have looked good 10 years ago but doesn't now, they're going to associate the quality of your product with the quality of the website. So you want it to be as up to date as possible as well. The functionality too, obviously you want it to function exactly as anyone would expect. So if there's, if people are used to forms acting in a certain way and they click on yours and it's an odd system, yeah, that's going to put people off too. Basically, you don't want anything to make anyone feel like this website isn't professional, because that will put people off. There's a lot of things you can do. I've been to landing pages where there's lots of animations and things like that, but that's not necessary for every project. It's different for each client, really.
Awesome. Lastly, what's your favourite thing about building a landing page?
Cool. I actually really enjoy building all parts of websites, so obviously you've got to tailor them to the client. And you've basically got to kind of marry this idea of it being about the client and being about the product. So it's cool to take the stylings of the website as they are, mm-hmm. and make a tailored page for this product and that links with the campaign. So that's quite interesting. And then just going through and tracking the user's pathway is really interesting, and just nailing down the fact that no one's going to hit any stumbling blocks, that kind of thing. And also the data analysis, checking out where people are falling off, why, and trying to figure that out is good. I obviously like Facebook campaigns and I like web design, so it's cool to kind of marry those two things together in a project. So
cool. Well, I've definitely learned more than I already knew about landing pages.
Nice.
But if you need to know more or you want to know more, then obviously get in touch with Virgus. I'm sure you'll be happy to.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Nice one.